I want you to open your Bibles to three places this morning. I'll probably try to do justice and yield to the Holy Spirit for one of them, at least one out of three. The Lord kept dealing with me. I'm preparing you now for camp meeting. And well, if you were here Wednesday night, we dealt in the spirit realm to some degree. And I want to go in the spirit realm with the word. See, the word of God, when it's spoken right, create a spirit atmosphere. That's why he said, my word, they are spirit and they are life. The word of God is alive. It's not just a story you tell. It actually, the very atmosphere going, it bring it alive to minister to people. And so we'll try to do that for a few moments. In Hebrews chapter 12, I'm going to pull one verse. You could read the rest, but it's talking about training. It's talking about discipline, developing, correcting, directing. This ninth verse, this is ninth verse. It's talking about a fatherly relationship and how the father will discipline you and test you. But he's not talking about sickness and disease. The Lord does not train us by sickness and disease. That wouldn't be no father I want to have. And today I want you, in training you in the spirit, want you to come to know how to honor your heavenly father on a daily basis, not on Father's Day. You'll be in for the blessing of your life. If you ever learn how to honor the father of all fathers every day. There's a way to do it. And the father operates through the Holy Ghost. You heard what I said? Say it to me.
The Father operates through the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost is the Father's spirit. And that's the way he operates. And so to honor him, you have to know how to honor him in the spirit by yielding to his spirit, which is the Holy Ghost. All right, now it's going to be short moments. The Spirit of God will come in and take some of the things he'll train you with and touch you with it. Now, that ninth verse is talking about, you see that word chastisement, you see that word, yeah, chastisement or chasten. That word means train, discipline, discipleship. That word is a word that's telling you various ways that God want to make you like him.
Yes, sir.
All right? Let's think about training. Think about correcting some things. And then it gives the comparison, then the ninth voice. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh. And that's the day we're thinking about our physical father, which corrected us. And we give them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? Now, it's talking about living a particular kind of life in another realm of life that nothing and nobody in this realm or no other realm can stop. But you have to learn how to honor him in the spirit and how to function in the spirit. Bring that water here, sir. I've been doing good all the week. He knows what's going on. But he didn't know when camp meeting was. He came too early. And so here we have the comparison of a physical father making correction and training his children in the flesh of how to live right. We all had to do that. Father, we all had to do that, right? I got more father than you. Y'all don't train your children? That's why they're so away with it. Y'all don't train them? Y'all should all been backing me up when I said, Father, we got to do that. Every father should have done it. Yeah. Answered me. Y'all say, huh? Now notice the 10th verse there. For they verily for a few days chasing us after their own pleasure. What do you mean after their own pleasure? To the best of their ability. They might be wrong. But see, the other father was never wrong. See, look, notice what he said he does. But he for our profit. That we might be what? All right, turn to John's Gospel, chapter 4. John's Gospel, chapter 4. Now, the Holy Spirit will open this up to you to see it another way. Glory to God. In John 4, now, I will teach you this time. Is the Lord Jesus himself. And he gave us a keynote understanding here of our relationship with the Father, our Heavenly Father, the one they call in the text we just read, the Father of spirits. See, he's not the Father of your soul. He's not the Father of your body. He's the Father of your spirit. He tells you in your spirit what to do with your soul. And what to do with your body, all right? But if you're going to honor him on a daily basis, all the things that the Holy Spirit is capable of doing, you got to let him do. Are you following me? See, the Father ministers to us through the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit and the Father is one. So here Jesus said in John 4, 23, but the hour comes and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father. You see? Now how? In spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. See? In spirit and truth. Now, there's another verse that clarify all of this in one hidden. In John chapter 16. John chapter 16. And then I'm going to start giving some points right quick. How to honor the Father of all fathers, the Heavenly Father. In John chapter 16, and I'll do this more better, I'll do it more clear. There's some more things I want to say about it in camp meeting. But I want to get you prepared for it because the camp meeting will be flowing in the Spirit. Now, in John 16, this 12th verse, John 16:12, tell us if you're not ready, you won't be able to flow. If you don't know how to honor the Father, if you don't know how, and see, when you're honoring the Holy Spirit, you're not grieving, you're not quenching, you're not resisting, you're not vexing the Holy Spirit. You're honoring the Father. Because he's the Father executive. And he carries out the Father's business. And so you have to learn how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. See what I said? If you don't know how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, you cannot honor the Father. Are you following me? And notice he said that he talked about spirit and truth. Now, if you don't develop and let the Lord train you, there are many places or many things he wants to do through you or with you or for you or say to you, you're not going to be able to handle it. Now, this is the Lord prophesying. This verse I just read is a prophetical verse because at that time in the gospel, Jesus had not manifested, or the Holy Spirit had not been presented to the church in its fullness. The Holy Spirit was in the whole Bible. You understand that? But in the dimension of indwelling us and becoming new creatures, that had not happened yet. So actually, this verse in John 16, 12 through 15 is the Lord prophesying about how the present day ministry of Jesus is going to be. So he's in one dimension. Jesus is in one dimension talking about another dimension. Actually, Jesus is in the Old Testament talking about the New Testament. Now, for a long time, I didn't know Matthew, Mark, Luke, gospel was still in the Old Testament. Wasn't no New Testament certified until he died. The blood had to be shed. So if you want to be a good student of the Bible, and many theologians are arguing about it, you know, because they think the life of Jesus is actually the New Testament have been given. No, Jesus was illustrated in his life of how a man can operate after the Spirit is able to live on the inside of him. He was giving us a highlight view of how much demons and disease have to respect a man, a woman who is filled with the Spirit and know they are. Problem is, most church members don't know who they are in power and in glory because what he did at the cross. It's a closed deal. You are victorious in every, watch this, awkward moment in your life. But you got to know how to function. And so could we be in a new dispensation living in the old? Are you willing to let him train you that you understand how to function without your senses operating? You understood that statement? You have to permit, you can't honor God sense-wise. And so he's saying there, before the Holy Spirit is in the disposition we're living in now, living on the inside of us, we're a new creature and filled with the Holy Ghost and praying in tongues. That hadn't happened yet. So he says, right now, I can't tell you what I won't tell you. Now, some of us still right now don't. And it's my job to move you from the right now 12 verse and on into the 13, 14, and 15 verses. In which this is the time you live in. You should never be in a jam. You should never be tricked beyond recovery. There's somebody in you that knows everything. Every disease is already defeated. Every trap the enemy has set and will set for you is already tripped. But when he talked to you, you got to know how to hear it. Every time you need something, oh my goodness. Every time you need something, God make a way and tell you how to get there. Well, why I'm not there? You don't know. That's what I'm here to train you for. See, the Spirit of God, you know, you're talking about being led by the Spirit. Now in this text here, watch this. Right there. Let's go from the 12th verse. Now, let's act like we know where we are. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, who you look for to worship him? How you want you to worship him? Spirit. Yeah, John. When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Watch it now. Three times he said, he will show you. Wait a minute, we must be not in the same Bible. I'm in verse 13. He will show you what?
Things to come.
He will show you. You want me to make a statement here that I think will clarify this? When you understand this, you always will be ahead of life. Because he said he'll show you he's here. In the very atmosphere, that what y'all saying? He'll show you things to come. So, with that in mind, you listening? You can't shut me up. If you're messing with me, I know where you are. And I know what you're up to. And I got something to deal with you. That's a good life. But what's sad about it, the average Christian is not living like that. See, he'll show you things to come ahead of time. Watch this. He shall glorify me, verse 14. See that? Oh my goodness. It's a shame to read this without attention. It's a shame for us to be familiar with this verse. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine. How much do I have to receive? Receive of mine, hear it again, and shall show it unto you. You know what he's saying? You can't see it unless you know how to let him show it to you. That's why we've been missing a lot of blessing. That's why we haven't been where we want to be. So many people are not where they want to be in life. Somebody always trying to go somewhere. When are you going to arrive? When you going to be where you want to be? You know, I'm where I want to be right now. He showed it to me. I went after it. It came after me. I arrived. Now I'm praying he's going to show me some other places. But you finally got to arrive. Tell the point next to you, you finally got to arrive where you're going. The church always traveling. People just traveling. If I get here, if I get there. God dug it, get somewhere. The Holy Spirit, but you got to let the Holy Spirit, you see what I'm saying? You got to let the Holy Spirit show it to you. He's your helper. He's not going to only show you to you, but he's going to help you get there. All right. Notice the next verse. It's 15. You just keep pointing on. Watch. All things that the Father are mine. Therefore said I that he would take of mine, the third time now, and do what? If he don't show it to you, what's going to happen? You're not going to see it. See, we're talking about honoring the Father. When you honor the Father, is the Father operate through the Holy Spirit. Let me give you some things you can write down. One thing when I was studying here, and the Lord take backdrops of a lot of study, he took some words from Jesus, what Mary said about Jesus, and said it about the Holy Ghost. Whatever the Holy Ghost say to you, do it. Or, let's say it this way. Make sure what you do seem as good to the Holy Ghost. All right, you heard that? Huh? Now, get ready because I'm about to tell you something that's going to introduce you to another stage of your life. He, the Holy Spirit, I'm saying this to you because I want you to hear this, will accompany you from this day forward in all of your life situations. See, I'm saying it to you so you can have faith for it. So where you can say a certain scenario come up and you can say, Holy Spirit, I know you're here. I know you have the answer. He will accompany you from this day forward in every all of your life situation. I don't care if you're crossing the track, driving the bus, riding a plane, sitting in your living room. He will accompany you. You got to take that in. You have to know that's your divine right to know everything, especially about your life. Then if you're in a puzzle, you trust him so much you don't see the puzzle. That's what the Lord's trying to get us, all right? From this day forward, this is what he told me to tell you. By seeing the unfolding of the Father himself, his will, his display of what he want to do for you, all his promises. If you listen to me, as feeble as it sounds, you will be marked for revelation, manifestation, and demonstration the rest of your day. So I declare revelation coming to you on a daily basis, manifestation coming to you on a daily basis, demonstration coming to you on a daily basis. And all you're going to be able to say is, wow! There's a lot of wows God have in store for you. Shocking moments where God just do something. You say, child, I don't know how this happened. Oop, there it is. Christians should be baffling to heathen. But it has to be knowing how to honor the Father by accepting what the Father has done for you in the spirit realm. My goodness. My goodness. There is a sweatless anointing. But you got to know how to carry it. You got to know how to take it, and you got to know how to keep it all for efficiency. There's a sweatless, I'm going to take it in some of them in a few minutes. There's a sweatless anointing. Say sweatless anointing. Notice Proverbs 20:27. There's a spirit in man. Or the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord searching. What are you searching for? What are you searching for? He's searching you to get you in a position that he can show you. Now, don't get angry with me. Most of y'all are in so many dark places. I don't know why you're in all them dark places. When he said, my word is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path, but it has to be a combination with the Holy Spirit. Now, you need to come on out. You see what I'm saying? I know I'm dealing with thousands of years of tradition. I'm dealing with thousands of years of religion. I know that. I've been dealing with thousands of years. Including myself, dealing with my religious self and traditional self. But I broke out. And everybody connected to me is supposed to get out. It don't take this much time to do nothing. I'm ready to get out. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, we're just praying about the same thing. God dug it. You ought to have a new prayer list by now. If the Bible right, the Bible says, if you abide in me, my word abide in you, ask what you will and it be done to you. If that's true, this is the confidence we have in him. We ask anything according to the will. Yeah, that we know, yeah, we know we have the petition we desire of him. That's true. Therefore, I say to you, what things serve you desire? When you pray, believe you receive them, you shall have them. If that's true, your prayer list should change. But you know doggone well it hasn't. Same prayer for the same thing. Talk to me. But all these thousand years of religion and tradition, there are still some religious dog barking in your ear. Even though I come here and I hit you and make you mad and everything else, you know, and tell you a whole lot of truth, but it won't do no good, because James said don't only be a but be a doer. Said a man look in the mirror and forget what manner of man he was. I don't have to put up this remote. The pastor, the prophet, the apostle told me I can do this. I'm stepping out of this. All of it is by faith. You gotta use your faith. See, how can I say this? I don't want y'all to do nothing foolish, but I'm gonna tell you something. How you say that about a risk that is really not a risk? Risk, R-I-S-K, risk. It's the way you say it. About a, y'all don't know it? No wonder. You know, like you're taking a risk. That's another way to say it, though. Calculated risk. Y'all didn't know that one? I really got some problem here. See, a calculated risk is you already know what's going to come out. And see, so all the promises of God are calculated risks. It's already done. You just got to trust him, hear him clear, and jump in. You can't fully explain how it's going to come out like it's going to come out. But you know it's going to come out because he said it. God, dog, some of y'all shouldn't answer that question. about calculated risk. Some of y'all shouldn't answer that. God, dog, y'all make me worried now. You're going to have to take risks, but they're calculated. See, in faith, there's no sure spot to stand in. You got to keep moving. You got to take what you call in the secular world, they're taking our stuff, a leap of faith. Jump out there and you don't know where the bottom at. But you know the bottom is there because he said so. I think the problem is some of y'all being too careful, too neat, too nice. That's why we're not seeing the breakthroughs like we should see. And see, some of y'all think I'm not saying that because I'm, oh, Lord, it's getting late in the evening. And the sun is nowhere around. No, I'm trying to tell you, this is a life you can live. I'm aiming in to live it before you. All right. Here's three things I want you to get. These things, I preach these things, but I need to tell them to you again. When you're honoring the Father, write this down. What happened when the Holy Ghost is in charge? What should be happening? God dog it. What should be happening to a person's life if the Holy Ghost really is in charge? And how do I fully put the Holy Ghost in charge of my life? All right? Well, let me give you three things, and I'm going to give you three or four things that you can do. It will produce days of heaven on earth. God's will be done on and in earth as it is in heaven. See, that's why he said secret. Whatsoever you bind on earth, I'll come in agreement with you. I'll bind it in heaven. Now, when you bind it, nothing might not happen. But because I'm in agreement with you, and I give you my promise, when I bind it, we got it. All right, here we go now. That's one side of it. Yeah, no. Whatever you loose on earth, didn't he say it? I will loose in heaven. God is not a man that he should lie. What you been losing? What you been saying with your mouth? I ain't gonna make it. Lord, I've been going through this so long. That's why you're going through it. You keep saying it. Miracles, signs, and wonders will flow in the glory of his presence. All impossibilities will become possible. Write it down. All impossibilities. As I flow with the Holy Ghost, all impossibilities will become possible. As you yield to the chief executive of God's power. Turn to Ephesians 3:16. Let me give you some pointers right quick. Ephesians 3:16. The Holy Ghost, Ephesians 3:16, the Holy Ghost will impart inner, unscheduled confidence to operate in the supernatural. Ephesians 3:16. The Holy Ghost will impart inner, unscheduled confidence to operate in the supernatural. In other words, it wasn't on your list. But on the other hand, it's still on your list. Because everything God said about you belonged to you. Why'd it have to be unscheduled? Your mind couldn't pack all God said belonged to you. So you have to have unscheduled confidence. That's why he says we walk by faith and not by sight, because you're walking in an unknown schedule sometimes. But when you need it, somebody finish that. It'll be there. When you need, say it, when you need it, it'll be there. Tell three people I'm coming out. Out of what? Everything I don't want. That's what I'm coming out. You know what I'm talking about. I'm coming out. You know what I'm saying. Everything that have me limited. Everything that act like I'm not a Christian. Everything that act like I'm not connected with God. Everything that act like I don't have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of me. I'm about to let God show off in my life. I'm about to make Jesus proud of me. I'm taking all limit off right now. I ain't living on no limited salary. I ain't living on no limited plans. I can do whatever God say I can do. I'm going to get my breakthrough. The devil is a liar. He can take his hand off me, my children, everything I got now. What? Boy, don't you start nothing up here. See, you honor him by flowing in the Spirit. He's a spirit. And you give him the right to be a father to you. My goodness. 3:16, you there? Because I got quickly. 3:16. Oh, my. I told you about another verse, but I'm going to quote another one out of Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This is a done deal. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing. Spiritual blessing denotes, you listening? Spiritual blessing denotes manifestation, demonstration, and creation. God said, if I don't have it, I'll make it just for you. I see some of y'all don't get excited over nothing, man. Y'all. I tell you one thing, look at me. I don't care, I'm going there. You can sit there like a frog on a log and act like I'm not saying nothing. Just keep hopping around. I'm going to fly right over you. Because the Lord talking to somebody up in here. Somebody got enough. Enough is enough. Somebody got enough of just reading the Bible, just praying. They got enough. They want God to be God like he say he is. And now you're learning how to cooperate with him. See, your expectation has to be different when you hear the word of God. I'm talking about I've been to church. You learn how to function in the Holy, how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. How to let him make it happen. They prayed in tongue and magnified God. How you think they magnified God? It wasn't just praying and worship. They permitted God to be God. Permitted him to be, permitted him to be a father. God is not everybody's father. I don't care what kind of religion they come up with. God is not everybody's father, but he's mine. What about you? You have to have a born again experience for God to be your father. All these people talking about God all our father. No, he's not. So, listen to me. I must be in a privileged position. If he's not just my God, he's my father. Look like I've made another connection that causes me to have divine privileges that are not available to everybody. So I'm supposed to be different. I'm supposed to live different. I'm supposed to expect different. I'm supposed to receive different. Because I'm connected, he's my father. He's not just my God. We're closer than that. By the way, I'm closer than God being a God. He's turned, it's a personal thing. He's my father. Some people ain't never seen it. They never seen it. They never seen that. You never seen that. Never seen that. Here's what I want you to do. I'm wrapping up my clothes. I'm going to teach you more next week. I'm wrapping up right now. What I want you to do. Things that you need to be carried out. I want you to stop just talking to him as a God. Our Father, which art in heaven, holy be thy name. Now what that holy be thy name? It means that he has given you a name for everything you need. And that name is holy and cannot be turned down. Loretta, he's your father. But he's the father of your spirit. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good. Now the next statement is so all-inclusive. Healing all who was oppressed of the devil. Principal. And they're just talking about healing. My God shall supply all. Jesus. Every head bowed, every eye closed.